From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abilie reporting. U.S. allies in Europe offered a cautious welcome to the American missile strikes on a Syrian military base overnight Friday. The U.S. action was in response to a chemical weapons attack on a rebel-held town, which the West blames on the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Washington acted alone in targeting Syria's Sharat Air Base, but key European allies offered Washington their backing. Britain's Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said his government fully supports Washington's decision. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters the attack was understandable given the dimension of the war crimes, the suffering of innocent people, and the blockage in the UN Security Council. Turning to the rest of the world, Moscow views the move as an aggression against a sovereign nation on a made-up pretext. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull expressed support.
The Australian government strongly supports the swift and just response of the United States. This was a calibrated, proportionate, and targeted response. It sends a strong message to the Assad regime. Australia was not involved in the strike, but we remain fully committed as a coalition partner to our ongoing military operations in Iraq and Syria.
In Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the action taken by Washington this time was a means to prevent a further deterioration of the situation. You're listening to VOA News. Turkey has welcomed the U.S. military strikes against a Syrian airbase in retaliation for the use of chemical weapons against rebel forces. Ankara is now looking to its Western allies for a more sustained and aggressive stance against Damascus. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The barrage of U.S. missiles early Friday morning targeting a Syrian airbase has been applauded by Ankara. Deputy Prime Minister and government spokesman Nurman Kurtulmuş, speaking on Breakfast TV Friday, said he hopes the attack would herald a more assertive policy by Washington against the Syrian regime. Kurtulmuş said, "We do not only want to hear words, but we want to see action. In this regard, the U.S. strike on the military base is significant and meaningful. Turkey, one of the main backers of Syrian rebel forces, has been pressing its Western allies, in particular Washington, to take military action against the Syrian government. Political columnist Semi Idiz of Al Monitor website says Ankara sees a U.S. attack as an important opportunity.
Ankara is very pleased, of course. We see this clearly in the statements that are made. And now it wants this to be expanded to a mission to get rid of Assad.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. airstrikes against Syria comes ahead of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia in less than a week. It's unclear how the military action will impact Tillerson's meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. The top American diplomat will travel to Moscow after attending the G7 foreign ministers' meeting in Italy next week. President Trump hosted his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago Resort Thursday.
We've had a long discussion already, and so far I have gotten nothing, absolutely nothing. But we have developed a friendship, I can see that. And I think long term, we're going to have a very, very great relationship.
President Xi did not make remarks at the resort while reporters were present. The Trump administration made it clear they hope to pressure Beijing into doing more to rein in North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Mr. Trump said the $310 billion trade deficit is also high on the agenda. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to a nearly seven-year low of 4.5% in March. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the economy had a net gain of just 98,000 jobs for the month. I am G. Abilie in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.